This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes broke out and at least one truck of aid was set on fire along the Colombia-Venezuela border. And at least two people were killed as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela Saturday. Riot police fired tear gas and blocked a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers, but had minimal success. At least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the border with Brazil. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia because of its support for Guaido. Maduro also asked that all Colombian diplomats leave Venezuela within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich country because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations opened so late in the day, however, that voting in affected areas could be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. Somali security officials say a federal parliamentary lawmaker was shot and killed Saturday in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab militants armed with pistols shot Osman Ilmi Bokore as he was visiting a new house that was under construction in North Mogadishu. Bokere died immediately. He was the oldest member of the current Somali parliament. This is VOA News. Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly appeared in court in Chicago on charges that he sexually assaulted four women, including three teenagers. Cook County Judge John Like set bail at $1 million and called the allegations disturbing. Kim Fox is the Cook County State's Attorney.
A witness had conversations with Robert Kelly and Robert Kelly's associates, where the witness was asked to retrieve videotapes showing Robert Kelly having sexual intercourse with the victim in this case when she was only 14 years old.
The 52-year-old Kelly, whose real name is Robert Kelly, was charged in a 10-count indictment on Friday. Kelly's attorney, Steven Greenberg, said that his client did nothing wrong, adding, "He's a rock star. He doesn't need to have non-consensual sex." Transparency was the focus of the third day of the Vatican Summit on Clerical Sexual Abuse in Rome. Germany's Cardinal Reinhard Marx said the church had obscured the abuse cases. Sabina Castelfranco has more.
After bishops spent 2 days reflecting on the issues of responsibility and accountability, Cardinal Marx used his speech to call for more traceability and transparency.
Files that could have documented the terrible deeds and named those responsible were destroyed or not even created. Instead of the perpetrators, the victims were regulated and silence imposed on them.
Pope Francis, who has come under intense pressure over the failure to deal with increasing cases of clerical sexual abuse, will close the summit on Sunday with a mass attended by all participants and a final speech. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets of France on Saturday for a 15th straight weekend of demonstrations. Police clashed with protesters near the Eiffel Tower in Paris, while local authorities in the French city of Clermont-Ferrand urged residents to avoid downtown, where 2,500 yellow vest protesters faced off against police. Elsewhere, activists blocked access to an Amazon platform in the southwestern city of Toulouse. The protest started in November to oppose fuel tax hikes, but have expanded into a broader public rejection of French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies. And officials in northeastern India say at least 99 people died and another 200 were sickened after drinking bootleg liquor. Many of the victims are tea plantation workers. Less than 2 weeks ago, more than 100 people died in northern India from drinking tainted alcohol. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.